We're joined in the interview room now by our grand marshals for today's the LIUNA, Penn Jillette and Teller. Penn and Teller, they need no introduction here in Las Vegas. And Penn, you get to do the command to start engines. Have you watched some YouTube videos? You got an idea what you're going to do?
I think so. I hope we don't ruin the race. We're going to try really hard to do our best job. Yeah, I think I know what to do. Yeah, the gentlemen start your engines is one of the most iconic commands in all of the English language. I'm looking forward to saying it. I mean, I just said it, but I will say it again out there where it's more performative.
Now, our race today is on the CW. You guys got your CW hats on. Kind of talk about what you guys are doing with the CW.
Well, we've been on the CW longer than anybody. We've been over 10 years doing a show called Penn & Teller Fool Us, which has so little to do with racing, but it is on the CW, and we've been doing that with Brooke Burke the past couple of years, and we just love doing the show and love being on the CW. Well, and I'm glad I'm not going to be in one of those cars because they go wicked fast. Seems scary.
Let's take a few questions here, and then we're going to head out. Okay, back here to the left.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. NASCAR has been in Las Vegas now for about almost 30 years now. How have you seen the city embrace NASCAR specifically over that time?
Well, that's the same amount of time we've been here, 30 years. So I think that NASCAR, I remember they did that big proclamation, which was a little embarrassing, of we won't come to Vegas till Penn and Teller are residents. And I think they did that, and it was a good move. We moved out here, NASCAR moved out here, and Las Vegas has been doing better and better and better ever since. And we're not going to take all the credit, but we'll certainly split it with NASCAR.
Over here.
All right, thank you. Roy Akers, Skyview Sports. If you got an offer to go out there and take a couple of hot laps out there, not the little pace laps, but the hot laps, do you think you guys would be all into all that?
No problem. As long as one of the seats fits me perfectly, I'm happy to go in there. So the other driver, who's 6'7 and 260 pounds, bring him to me and I'll strap into his seat.
Any other questions? All right, back here. Oh, yeah, right back here. There you go.
Eric Gary, UNLV Bravo Report. I just got a curious question. So for one of my classes, we actually had to research on your guys' red ball trick, and I know how you guys weren't in full agreement for that trick at once. So I guess how important are those experiences with your relationship, and I guess is it okay to not always be in agreement with an iconic duo like yourself?
Oh, I didn't understand all the words you said.
Oh, the red ball trick? How you guys?
Oh, the red ball trick. Yeah, Teller.
Yeah, how you guys were not in agreement at first with it. So.
Oh, no. But that's all Teller's trick. That's all Teller's trick, and he does it. We do things in the show that are solo as well as together. So that's the red ball trick, which people love, is all Teller.
Up here to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. You did another show on Showtime that would kind of relate to some of your answers here, but can you tell us about?
Are you saying what I'm saying is bullshit?
I'm just.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm just
in your old little coy way.
I'm just asking you about your career and you know, where did you ever think that you'd be here in this moment or as and make it 30 years?
When I was growing up in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and I first met Teller in 1975, I said, you know, Teller, if we play our cards right, someday we'll be Grand Marshals at NASCAR. So this is a real dream come true.
We got one more.
Jason Summerow, Trackside Experience over here, gentlemen. Big question. Do you own anything exotic, anything fun and fast that you can get out and have a good time with?
Do I own anything that I get off with?
A car.
Do you have
a
car?
Oh. I was just going to say, how could you possibly have known that?
At the Rio.
I don't know what Teller has. Now, do you have an Audi or something? I don't know. But I have a all-electric Mini Cooper. So that's the level of sports car I'm involved in, the all-electric Mini Cooper.
All right, thank you guys. Have fun today. We got to get you out for the start of the race. So thank you very much.
Well, they can wait for us. They can wait. We can finish this.
It's the CW that won't.
They'll start the race whenever we want.
It's the CW that won't.
Okay, we better go then. Thanks a lot.